USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat is confirming the United States and allies are investigating evidence of Russian war crimes.
We've been working to document that, to provide the information that we have to the relevant institutions and organizations that will put all of this together.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CNN's State of the Union. This announcement comes amid reports from Ukrainian officials that Russian troops are pulling back from the Kyiv region. Sacramento police are hunting for whoever opened fire Sunday morning, killing six people. Pamela Harris tells KCRA-TV her son is among the shooting victims.
And I'm really upset right now because somebody needs to tell us something. It's just not just me, but there's other families is involved.
A police tweet says 16 shooting victims have been located, six of whom are dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The United States is sending another $300 million of military equipment to Ukrainian forces, but still hasn't delivered any aircrafts provided by Poland or other Eastern European countries. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher says the United States is failing to help Ukraine fight the Russian invaders.
I still think the administration is not moving quickly enough. I still think there is more we can do to help Zelensky and put him in the strongest possible position going forward. And the administration just continues to be guided by a fear of provoking Putin.
Police in New York say they've arrested a 16-year-old boy for his role in Friday night's anti-Semitic attack on a Brooklyn street. Six people punched and kicked a 21-year-old man who was wearing traditional Hasidic clothing in what investigators called an unprovoked attack. The victim was treated for minor injuries to his mouth. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now. When you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, you can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
President Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil every day from the United States' Strategic Petroleum Reserve as critics continue to come after him for his restrictions on American oil production. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says this move is a bad look for the president.
President Biden tapping into the oil reserves while at the same time refusing to unleash Made in America energy is like the captain of the Titanic offering discounts on dinner while the ship is sinking.
The former governor of New York is filing a lawsuit.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is suing the state's Ethics Commission as a dispute over money he earned from a book about his efforts during the pandemic continues. Cuomo accused the Joint Commission on Public Ethics of violating his constitutional rights and showing, quote, extraordinary bias against him. A state assembly investigation found that state resources and personnel were involved in writing the book. Cuomo's representatives stipulated that any state employees involved with the book were using personal time, not work time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
NASCAR drivers are getting ready for some short track racing at the Richmond International Speedway. The green flag drops for the Toyota Owners 400 just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time with Ryan Blaney on the pole. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. Straight up, I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I've won some awards for my boxing writing. So I'm a trained journalist. I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour just to the average fan. If you want to text us, be part of the show, this is your opportunity. The text number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, we are a week away from Gennady Golovkin, Triple G, 41-1-1. The only draw, the only loss, of course, to the pound-for-pound king, Canelo Alvarez. He's going to go with Ryota Murata. That's next Saturday from Japan. Of course, that's on DAZN. That'll be coming to us. Ryota Murata is the, I don't know, he's Japanese. Listen, the Japanese have some good fighters. They only have one great fighter, Nino Inoue. Of course, he's going to take on guess who? That's right, Nonito Lunair in a battle for the undisputed world bantamweight championship. That's going to go down probably June the 7th in Tokyo. I hope to be there. I was checking out the tickets for the flight and the hotel and that kind of stuff yesterday. $1,200. That's not too bad. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Once again, you want to text us here in the studio, the number 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Of course, the World Boxing Council's interactive website. Check it out. WBCboxing.com.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129 in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
At Wendy's, March is madness. With our breakfast baconator, sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, both made with fresh cracked eggs, or even a honey butter chicken biscuit. And we're just getting warmed up. Get 50% off the official breakfast of March Madness when you order through the Wendy's app. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
For a limited time at participating Wendy's via app offer only. Account registration required. No discount applies to taxes or fees. Not valid with any other offer.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Since I have predicted that I'll be the champ at the time I'm 21, well, naturally, everybody's coming to see you win.
And they represent your thinking.
These represent dynamite. There you
He will be mine in round 9. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
if that don't do, we'll get him in 2. If he run, we'll get him in 1. And in your heart, you know I'm right.
If this bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
I walked into London, England. I jumped off the airplane. And Cleopatra was at ringside to witness. Can this Louisville lip come over here and call the exact round again? We don't leave it. The 5th round came.
The greatest, Cassius Marcellus Clay, of course, 1962, before he went over to fight Henry Cooper. Of course, he would fight Cooper twice, once and get knocked down. Of course, that was a fight in which Angelo Dundee pulled a fast one. What happened was Clay was in trouble. He was Clay at that point in time, so we're going to call him Clay. Muhammad Ali was Cassius Clay at that point in time. So at that point in time, he was hurt. He got hurt with a left hook. I think it was about the 7th round, somewhere around there. But boom, I mean, he was really hurt. He was like walking on Queer Street. He had no idea where he was. So when he came back to the corner, Angelo Dundee realized, hey, man, I've got my guy in all kinds of trouble here. Anyway, Angelo, I think, took the scissors and cut the glove. That's what I think he did, because the glove was ripped. And then they say, hey, we can't go on. The glove's ripped. So the officials say, okay, let's go find another glove. So they looked around for another glove for like 10 minutes. No other glove could be found, so they continued to fight with the torn glove. But the bottom line is, I think that's what Angelo Dundee saved Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay's bacon back then, because he was really hurt. Listen, I know what it's like to get hurt, and I'll tell you the truth. You don't know what it is until you do it. I mean, I boxed a long time before somebody dropped me. When I got dropped, it was like, whoa. I mean, you can't believe it. All of a sudden, like, the world's sideways. What the hell is going on here? But the bottom line is, it's a queer feeling. I mean, you have no idea what it's like to be down. Of course, Cassius Clay got up from that fight, of course, and stopped Henry Cooper. Of course, he would come back and stop Cooper in a rematch for the heavyweight championship. Of course, in the place where boxing got its birth. Listen, you got to give it to the English. They're racking up the champions right now. They're trying to build their inner champions. Of course, they've always had a big influence and a vested interest and investment in the boxing game. I mean, some of the English guys vested all that money in Al Haymon, that $500 million, or $500 million that he started off with. Speaking of Al Haymon, premier boxing champions, call him what you want, okay? The guy's rocking and rolling, okay? He is probably the most... You don't know what he's like. Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes was a billionaire back in the day. Nobody ever knew what he was. I mean, Al Haymon shows up for fights. He doesn't allow people to take his picture. Somehow his picture's not very vacant. I mean, it's sort of like He's, I don't know, he's like a wanted criminal, but he's not. He's sort of like always behind the scenes. He puts his man Sam Watson, I think, up front for the most part, and he does the negotiating behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, Al Haymon, of course, has put together this fight with Raleigh Romero, and they're going to put it on pay-per-view. Raleigh Romero, undefeated, big mouth that he is. I love him because he talks a good game. I don't know whether he can fight or not, but he's taking on a guy that can talk and fight. Maybe not. Gervonta Davis wasn't the best speaker in the entire world until he got into that press conference with Raleigh Romero, and then I believe that he could talk a little bit because he was very restricted. I would say that I, by a ghetto tongue, just put it to you like that. But Gervonta Davis, of course, going to rock and roll with Raleigh Romero. I think that's going to be a great fight. These two guys are undefeated. Somebody's always got to go, and I have a feeling it's going to be Raleigh Romero. And of course, next week, as I said, Golovkin taking on Ryota Murata. Murata's once beaten. Murata is not a whole lot to write home about. He's just not. I mean, he's not like the monster Naoya Inoue. He's just not. Of course, Naoya Inoue is going to fight Nonito Donaire June the 7th. I hope to go over to Tokyo for that. I haven't been to Tokyo since 2004, something like that. I was over there in the 90s, but in 2004, 2005, something like that. That was where Don King threw this big party. He threw this big party on the top of this hotel next to the Tokyo Dome, okay? And it was this big party. It was like $500 a head. That's what it cost him to throw the party, right? So I was at the party, and I don't drink. I just don't drink. So anyway, I'm at the party, and they're pouring sake and this $1,000 a bottle champagne and cognac that you've never heard of and stuff like that, right? And they're eating sushi. Yee, I don't eat raw fish. I saw what, I don't eat raw fish. Anyway, bottom line is I went down on the street and bought some chicken teriyaki off a food stand and brought it back upstairs, and it pissed Don King off. UMF, I can't, I mean, he wasn't mad, but he was upset. He was like, I can't believe you. What are you going to eat, street food? Like, was it a taco truck? I said, it's the equivalent of a taco truck here in Japan. That's what it is. That's why I went downstairs and I got some food. I said, I'm not going to eat that raw fish. I'm not going to eat that stuff. Anyway, speaking of Don King, of course, he's won purse bids for the Daniel Bryan, Daniel Dubois heavyweight fight. Of course, that's the WBA heavyweight fight. Of course, the WBA is sort of sanctioned, they've sort of separated themselves from the rest of the world for some reason. They've had like 19 champions per weight division. Of course, we had their lead counsel, their attorney on the show last week, Mark Risman, and we probed him about it. We pushed him about it. He said the WBA's got too many champs. And he said that part of his willingness to take the job with the World Boxing Association, he talked with Gilberto Mendoza Jr., and he said that one of the conditions in which he was going to take over as lead counsel would be that there would be no multiple champions per division. There would be one champion per division. So the WBA supposedly is moving in that direction. We'll see what's happening. Bottom line is, boxing is rocking and rolling. Of course, April the 9th, you've got Ryan Garcia against Emmanuel Togo. Yeah, he's Togo. It's like ordering a win to go. Like going to Panda Express and order your chow mein. You get some food, right? Order to go. This is what it is. It's an order to go for Ryan Garcia to win. Ryan Garcia is going to blow this guy out of the water. Why? Not that Ryan's not a bad fighter. Ryan's not a bad fighter. I'm not trying to say that. But the other guy is, I would say this, he's going to fight with all the intestinal fortitude and all the stones that he has. He's from Ghana, okay? These guys fight like you would not believe. I mean, everything is like their whole life is on it. Their whole life depends on winning. And he's fought a lot of guys in Ghana, which doesn't mean he's the greatest fighter in the world, but he's like 37, 38, and 1 or something like that with only 8 or 9 knockouts. So he can't punch, and he's to go. He's a perfect opponent to go. Ryan Garcia is going to come back, of course, from the emotional issues, changing trainers, going from Eddie Reynoso Jr., of course, to the Goosens. I mean, listen, I think Joe Goosen's a great trainer. Joe Goosen's a great person. Joe Goosen's a pretty good personality, okay? And I think that Joe Goosen will tell it like it is when he gets Ryan Garcia in the corner or in the room. In other words, he won't be holding nothing back with Ryan Garcia. I don't think you'll have to handle him with kid gloves. Unless Ryan's tender. Of course, he's had the anxiety issues and, you know, the broken hand, the hand surgery and this kind of stuff. So there's all kinds of question marks coming back regarding his comeback, but not really when he's fighting to go. He might as well be fighting me. I mean, you know, I don't think Togo's going to go the distance. I don't. He's going to get blown out early. He's just not in the same league with Ryan Garcia. He's just not. Numbers-wise, he is. He's 32-1 or something like that, okay? 32-1, yeah. But look at the 32 guys he's fought. Mostly guys like me and my producer. Just not too very good guys. Anyway, guess what? It looks like Tyson Fury, of course, and Dillian White, that heavyweight title fight is going to be this month. Of course, in the UK, it sold out like in a half hour, 45 minutes, something like that. It looks like Tyson Fury will stick around one more fight to take on the winner of Joshua and Usyk. Of course, that is a rematch. They've got like 3 or 4 of the belts. I'm talking about Oleg Usyk from the Ukraine. Of course, the Ukrainian that's been sort of battling. He says he's returning to training. Now, how can I put this? If your country's on the line And do you go and fight in the trenches with people and this and that? Do you fight in trenches and you risk getting killed? Or do you try to take it to another platform? You try to address this on media and things like that through the media and get some airplay. This, of course, Vasyl Lomachenko, he decided he would not take the fight with George Kambosos for the lightweight championship down there in Australia, which is going to go down June the 7th. Instead, it'll be Devin Haney. But he had all the opportunities to make this fight. He decided he wasn't going to take it because he said that there's too much happening at home. He couldn't train seriously. Now, Oleg Usyk has went back into training. He is considered the world heavyweight champion by about four or five sanctioning bodies, but he's not the linear champion. He's not the Ring Magazine champion. He's not the WBC champion. That belongs, of course, to the undefeated Tyson Fury, 30-0-1. The one draw, of course, to Deontay Wilder. What a ripoff that was. Speaking of Deontay Wilder, he's exciting television. Everybody's talking about him. They are. They're Wilder this, Wilder that, Wilder fighting this, Wilder fighting that. Because Wilder brings that one-punch knockout to it, okay? And even when he loses, it's somewhat dramatic because he gets his ass kicked pretty convincingly, okay? But the bottom line is he's got that one-punch power, that must-see TV. He's sort of like the MVP of the heavyweight division just because of that punch, because he can knock people out with one punch. But the bottom line is, if you're not standing in front of him, he can't knock you out. He's got poor footwork. He doesn't move that well. He doesn't train that well. He's got he trains himself. That's, but he calls his own shots. When you got fighters calling their own shots in the corner, you've got problems. You're just doing training camp. You've got problems. I know that I couldn't do it. I mean, the last 3 weeks before a fight, I had a running coach. I had the trainer in the gym the whole 9 yards. I had people all over me. Why? Because you had to. You had to keep the motivation going. It wasn't enough to say, I know I'm going to fight in 2 weeks. I know I'm going to. No. You need somebody out there kicking your ass when you're running. You need somebody out there kicking your ass in the gym. You need somebody taking you to massage. You need somebody taking you to acupuncture. All that kind of good stuff. It all comes together. That's the total package as far as boxing is concerned. Some people think that, you know, you just go to the gym and, like, you starve to make the weight. That ain't the way it always is. Sometimes it's that way for some guys. Of course, they're the opponent. But if you're the good guy, if you're a decent fighter, you're not going there just to make weight, this and that. You're going there to win. That's why when I fought for the Golden Gloves, people said to me, you know, you're going to fight in the Golden Gloves. Why do you want to fight in the Golden Gloves? You know, do you want to be in the Golden Gloves? No. I never wanted to be in the Golden Gloves. I never wanted to be in anything. I wanted to win things. That's just it. I wanted to be champion. There was no doubt about it. I mean, I came in second the first year, third the first year, second the second time, third, second, and then went 1-1-1-1. Won four titles in a row. But the bottom line is, it was a little, that first fight when I lost it in 81, of course, to Herbert Washington, the Cow Palace, lost that one convincingly. When I lost in 1982, that was a bit, to Mike Christie, that was a bit of a ripoff. I thought it was a 3-2 split decision. And in other words, it was even. They took away 2 points. In other words, if it was even after 3 rounds, they took away 2 points for me for being too rough. You know I won the fight. Anyway, of course, that was the last championship fight I would lose. I would never lose a championship fight from that point forward. 5-1 from that point forward, of course. Winning a Golden Glove championship in 1986 and calling it a day in 1987. Straight up, I had a great career. I hope you've had experience in your life like I've had in boxing, whether it's acting, whether it's working in the community. You got to do something that really inspires your soul. It really, really, I mean, it just is. I mean, some people go through life, no excitement. You got to have excitement in life. There's no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Approaching 24 minutes past the hour, hour number one of two, of course. This is the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What happens, happens.
Some soul vaccination. God, that's got to go back to the 1970s with Tower of Power, no doubt about it. Let's talk about some weekend results. Of course, last week on ESPN, former WBC 130-pound linear champion Miguel Burchell, of course, who lost to Oscar Valdez earlier in the year, I take that back a year ago, got drilled by Jeremiah Nakathia. Nakathia came in like a 5 or 6 underdog, and he beat the snot out of him until the fight was stopped. Of course, that was last week on ESPN. On the Zone last week, Josh Warrington regained the IBF featherweight title with a win over Kiko Martinez. On Showtime, Tim Zhu, the son of former world champion Kostya Zhu, took out Terrell Gasha after getting off the deck in the first round, it'll be first or second round. And last night, whoa, Savannah Marshall, look out for this chick. She's undefeated, unbeaten. She's a real deal. She can knock people out. She's, oh, man. Let me tell you, I love women's boxing, but I only love women's boxing when it delivers. I mean, I don't want to watch women's boxing. It sucks. I just don't. I mean, when you watch two girls that can't fight, it's just, it's grating. It just is. They're like flailing and this and that. But when girls can really fight, when girls can really box, when they really got their game down, it's a pleasure to watch. Of course, I think that they're restricted by the fact that the gloves are too big, and I think that 154-pound female boxer should not wear the same size gloves as a 154-pound male boxer. I mean, in baseball, they don't use the same bats. They don't use the same length in the golf courses and things like that. So you've got to move it around a little bit, I think, for women and bring the gloves a little bit lighter. That way, more fighters will be scoring knockouts. But guess what? WBO female middleweight champion Savannah, the silent assassin Marshall, now 12-0 with 10 knockouts, okay, brutally drilled Femke Hermans in the third round. Femke came in at 12-3 with 5 KOs. She could fight a little bit. In the third round, of course, that was in Newcastle, and they set up a grudge match with WBA, WBC, and IBF champion Clarissa Shields. Listen, there's no woman on the planet that I want to see licked more than Clarissa Shields. And I'm not talking about gay sex or anything like that. I'm talking about have her get whooped. I mean, she's just like the most despicable female I think I've ever seen in a set of boxing trunks. She just talks all kinds of trash, like unbelievable fifth grade. I mean, horrible trash, okay? And the fact that she hasn't got a knockout. She's got 11 or 12 wins, hasn't got a knockout, hasn't knocked anybody down. I think she's knocked one person down. In other words, you're not the complete fighter. You're not the greatest woman of all time by far. No way, no how, by being 10 or 11-0 and not scoring any knockouts. Now, I'm hoping that this WBO female champion, Savannah the Silent Assassin, Marshall, will take out Clarissa Shields. Of course, the time for that left hook in the third round. And now we're talking about going to sleep, snoring. The girl went to sleep. Femi Hermans went to sleep. And when you can put a girl to sleep with those big gloves, 154-pound a girl fighting with 8-ounce gloves, more power to her. She can fight. 160-pound girl, no more power to her. She can fight, and she can punch, no doubt about it. Now, as far as some of the other results are concerned for the weekend, it wasn't all that hot of a weekend for boxing. It just wasn't. Of course, one fight ended in a technical draw. Former world title challenger Dwayne Beeman, 21-4-3 with 15 KOs, had to settle for a technical draw against local fan favorite Pedro Carrillo. Carrillo came in as the opponent, 25-8. It was one draw, now 25-8 with two draws. It was a technical draw. A ruled an unintentional headbutt in round five left Carrillo with a deep gash on the top of his head. The WBC Continental America Super Flyweight title remains vacant. Okay, speaking of vacant, want to mention this. Vacant titles are what Demetrius Andrade is all about. He's undefeated. He fights out of, I think it's Massachusetts. Anyway, he was a WBO 154-pound champion. We had him on the air. He was a WBO 160-pound champion. We had him on the air. Now he's going to fight for the WBO 168-pound championship. We're not going to have him on the air. And the reason being is that he hasn't fought anybody better than my producer. I mean, nobody. Hey, listen, when you get championships, like Canelo said to you, hey, man, you got belts, but who you fought? Because he hasn't fought anybody. I mean, the vacant belt was given to him at 154. The vacant belt was given to him at 160. The vacant belt was going to be given to him at 168 pounds. What does that say about Demetrius Andrade? I mean, what does that say about him? If all you can do is like win WBO titles and vacant titles and this and that, you can't step up? Why not dump the WBO title and get rated by the WBC or the WBA or the IBF, move in another direction? He doesn't want to move in another direction because I think he's happy just being Demetrius Andrade, making a few bucks here and there. He's still undefeated. He can talk a good game. But at the end of the day, he's done nothing. Like Canelo said, who have you fought? And you haven't fought anybody. But the big showdown, of course, Clarissa Shields and the Silent Assassin, I can't wait for that. That would definitely be a great, 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 great event, no doubt about that. Sergey Kovalev, remember him? WBO light heavyweight champion at one point in time. He was a linear champion as well. Of course, he lost his title to Andre Ward. The first fight was a bit controversial. The second fight, the son of God beat the snot out of him, beat the God out of him. He just did, okay? I mean, yikes. First fight, somebody thought Andre Ward might have gotten a gift there. This and that. Well, guess what? Andre might have heard you talking because in that second fight, he went out there and he kicked the snot out of Kovalev. I mean, Kovalev has never been the same. Now he's stepping up to cruiserweight. He's going to fight at 200 pounds, of course. And that's for Kathy Duva, the promoter Kathy Duva. What a wonderful lady she was. Of course, the wife of Dan Duva. He was a man that invented pay-per-view. What do I mean by that is, in 1981, we were all going to fights at theaters in auditoriums and places like that. We watched the fights on the big screen. They called closed circuit television. We didn't have pay-per-view. We didn't have pay-per-view at home. And then in 1981, for the September 1981 fight for the welterweight championship, the undisputed welterweight championship between the undefeated Sugar Ray, take that back, the once-beaten Sugar Ray Leonard by Roberto Duran, that one lost, of course, and the undefeated Thomas the Hitman Hearns, that went down in September of 1981. It was the very first event ever broadcast on limited pay-per-view. And what Dan Duva did was he experimented with this, and he put it in places where they didn't really have a lot of theaters. And then when it started buying up and places didn't have any theaters, he started putting in places where they had theaters. And before you knew it, pay-per-view was on. It was just on. Of course, this is the method of business that Don King said, it'll ruin the business. Bob Arum said, I'll be bankrupt in a year. Those guys made zillions of dollars on pay-per-view. If it wasn't for pay-per-view, they wouldn't have made the money in which they made. I'm telling you, pay-per-view has been a godsend for them, no doubt about it. But as far as the zone's concerned and pay-per-view, I'm not down with it. Of course, May the 7th, Demetrius Bivol, the light heavyweight champion, taking on the ascending 168-pound champion. Talk about the pound-for-pound king, once beaten Canelo Alvarez. That, size matters in two things, right? Pornography and combat sports. I don't know if it's going to matter. I mean, Bivol's tall. He's rangy. He's got good height. He's got good reach. He's got great boxing skills. He's a good, formidable fighter, no doubt about that. But things happen when you get in the ring with Canelo Alvarez. I don't know why, but he has a way of just making you, breaking you down and making you fight his fight. I mean, the last fight I think he had with Caleb Plant, he separated Caleb Plant's tricep from his bone. That's in his arm when he hit him with that left hook. He hit him with the left hook so often, he separated the muscle from the bone. He is the real deal, no doubt about it. Now, back to this DAZN thing. They want to make you pay, I think it's $70 if you have a DAZN membership. DAZN is an app which has boxing on it, okay? Anyway, they came into business about 3 years ago, and their whole concept for coming into business was, we are wiping out pay-per-view. We will kill pay-per-view. Pay-per-view will no longer exist. You won't have to watch a fight on pay-per-view if you get DAZN. And it started off at $10-$12 a month, then they doubled it, I think, to $20 a month, somewhere around $20 a month right now. Okay, not a bad price, okay, for the fights that they provide. But you got to provide what you said. I mean, if you're going to not, if your whole business concept was no pay-per-view, now you can say, well, we've been humbled. What the, almost said it. What does that mean? What does humbled mean? What the duck does humbled mean? What do you mean you've been humbled? So you're going to, so you've been humbled? So you're going to charge people $70 if they're a DAZN customer and $80 or $90 if they're not a DAZN customer to watch the Canelo Alvarez Dimitri Bivol fight? Come on. That sounds like a scam, doesn't it? I mean, Mark Rissman, the attorney from Las Vegas, was talking about a class action lawsuit that should be filed by a bunch of fans. I think he's on the right track there. I really do. I don't think you can, I just don't think you can get away with that. I don't care if you got chutzpah or intestinal fortitude or whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call these tech guys, okay? But the bottom line is, if you come out with a company that says, we're not charging for pay-per-view, and then 3 years later you charge for pay-per-view, I think you're guilty of something. And you probably should just fold up the company. The company should just fold. I mean, fold DAZN up, give us our money back, fold DAZN up, and go and do another thing. Because the bottom line is, you're not getting my money pay-per-view. I'm not, I refuse to, DAZN? Listen to me. You're not getting a dime from me in pay-per-view money. I'll go up the street and watch it at the strip club. I'll watch it in binoculars through somebody's window. I'll do something like that. I won't get one of those cheating streaming services because I'm not a thief. But the bottom line is, you are not going to induce me or make me buy this fight for $70. No, no. Not after you promised me a lifetime of free fights, and now 3 years later you want to change the story? That just doesn't work. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, next week, as I mentioned earlier, Ryan Garcia undefeated 21-0, 17-18 knockout, something like that. Got off the deck against Luke Campbell last time and stopped him in the seventh round. Taking on Emmanuel to go. Just like ordering a burger to go, ordering a win to go. Ryan Garcia is ordering a win to go. It'll be to go. No doubt about that. Next week, April 9th, of course, that's going to go down on the zone. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Get ahead, but too many times I just yearn for the girl, whoever she may be. Look at me. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time for some America, Pedro. Sports my ride. Hey, baby!
It's going a little crazy here. Of course, the Sports Byline Studios, we often do have craziness around here, but the bottom line is it is getting even crazy for me. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, on April the 16th, pay-per-view, brought to you by the aforementioned, of course, Al Haymon, Errol Spence, of course, the undefeated welterweight champion, 147 pounds, of course, got thrown out of a car about 2 years ago. I think that's going to be a problem for him for the rest of his life. Anyway, he's taking on Yordi Ugas. Of course, Ugas, the Cuban, had defeated the Filipino icon. Talk about Manny Pacquiao in his last fight. This is for the WBC, WBA, and IBF welterweight titles. 147 pounds is going to go down the day after tax day, April 16th, of course. I think the Errol Spence should be the slight favorite here, but I'm looking for Yordi Ugas to pull the upset. I really do. I think that if he bothers Errol Spence enough, listen, you can't box with these guys. In other words, you can't box with these supreme boxers like Mayweather and this and that, and Roy Jones and this and that. You can't box with those guys. And you really can't fight them either. You sort of got to do things to discombobulate them. You step on their foot. You rough them up. You hit them with an elbow or a forearm and this and that. Make their eyes get real big and this kind of stuff. But I think that with Errol Spence, I think Ugas has got that and more because of the fact he was tossed out of that car at 125 miles an hour, 115 miles, whatever it was. But the bottom line is he got tossed out of a car. Of course, him and that $10,000 pistol of his. What was he doing with a $10,000 handgun? Why do you need a $10,000 handgun? Why does Errol Spence need a handgun? Plus, he was drunk to boot. So he was drunk, he had a gun, and he flipped a car at 115 miles an hour. And he's lucky to be alive, no doubt about that. But Spence and Yordi Ugas for the World Welterweight Championship are going to go down, of course, April the 16th. Now, the 23rd, Tyson Fury, the aforementioned World Heavyweight Champion, undefeated, 30-0 with that one draw, of course, with Deontay Wilder. He's taking on Dillian White. White's been drilled one time, I think, by Alexander Povetkin. At the end of the day, this is a make-time fight, supposedly a make-time fight. You know, in other words, a work fight for Tyson Fury. Of course, the big fight, they want to hook him up with the winner of the Anthony Joshua-Oleg Usyk fight. Probably going to be Oleg Usyk, because you couldn't imagine Anthony Joshua doing anything different to turn back to tie the second time around. He just can't fight. He can't fight. In other words, he was one of those guys that came into the fight game late, 2012 Olympic gold medals. I thought he had the pedigree, but he didn't. He didn't have a vast amateur career. Some guys can win. I won't say this, but one guy in Sacramento, California, like 8 or 9 fights, won the USBA, won the United States Golden Glove Championship with 8, 9 fights. And I said to myself, how could he win? Because there weren't any heavyweights. Heavyweights are like, not that many of them, okay? At the end of the day, though, we've got Tyson Fury being the World Heavyweight Champion. Right now, he's a man, no doubt about that. And the fight up set up this fight with Oleg Usyk or Anthony Joshua, probably be Usyk, of course, going to win the rematch. That fight's going to be in the UK. So boxing, as far as the heavyweight championship of the world, will not be in the United States for the next couple of years. It just won't be. Of course, you get to watch it on ESPN or ESPN Plus, as long as Bob Arum and Frank Warren are handling that game. Of course, they are sort of like the on the outs. They're sort of like, how can I put this? The old grizzled veterans, Barry Hearn's a young guy. Barry Hearn's a young guy that can't seem to close the deal. Barry Hearn's got problems. Of course, he was the guy that sort of went with the zone. He was sort of the zone's house promoter and this kind of stuff. So I guess if any of this blame for the zone wanting pay-per-view money now, I guess some of it has to be rest on the shoulders of Barry Hearn. I mean, it just has to. I mean, that was his whole marketing concept. You don't have to pay-per-view. Pay pay-per-view. And if I'm sounding repetitive and redundant, it's because that's what it was. I mean, you can't tell me, listen, sign up with me and you won't have to pay any more money. 3 years later, I know you signed up with me, but now I want you to pay more money. I mean, come on, what kind of crap is that? Business-wise, it's not good. For as far as the zone's concerned, I will keep my membership. But as far as buying pay-per-views concerned, that ain't going to happen. No way, no how. Now, the 30th, the aforementioned undefeated, of course, Mexican Olympian, WBC, and linear champion, Oscar Valdez, who's like 32-0, something like that, 22, 23 stops, taking on 2016 Olympic silver medalist, Shakur Stevenson. Stevenson's gotten into a few issues outside of the ring. I hope he straightened himself out. To me, he's not a ghetto guy. He's more like a big sissy from the hood. He sounds like a sheltered kid when he talks. Oh, golly gee whiz, that kind of stuff. He really does. So, anyway, I'm looking for him and Oscar Valdez to put on a sensational fight. Of course, this is going to be on ESPN Plus at April the 30th. No doubt about it. It won't be on pay-per-view. It'll be a title fight you can watch between two upper echelon fighters, undefeated, both undefeated. You get to watch these guys roll. One Mexican Olympian, one United States Olympian, of course. Somebody's always got to go. Now, currently, Shakur Stevenson, double S, of course, he's got a height advantage and a reach advantage. He is the betting favorite, okay? Why is he the betting favorite? When Oscar Valdez, of course, didn't look that good in that last fight, but, I mean, Oscar Valdez took the title by knocking out Miguel Burchelt, of course, who got drilled last week. But the bottom line was, you know, he didn't look that good in that last fight against the Brazilian. The Brazilian, of course, won the Olympic gold medal in 2016. It looked that good against him. Some people thought he might have got a gift there. I don't think it was a gift, but I think it was a close fight. At the end of the day, I thought Oscar Valdez won. But Oscar Valdez and Shakur Stevenson, one of those fights where you can like flip a coin. And flip a coin fights are good. Flip a coin fights are great. And why do I say that? Because, you know, there's so many fights nowadays that are like just out fights. When I say that, out fight is, you look at it on paper, you know, like it's like Dillian White and Tyson Fury. It's like a 10-1 fight. It's an out fight. Okay, nobody wants to watch that, but it's for the heavyweight championship, so you're going to respect Tyson Fury and tune in and watch that. They're going to put that on pay-per-view as well. I stand corrected on that. That will not be on ESPN. That will be on pay-per-view. Of course, April the 30th, this is a fight for all the women to watch. Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano for the undisputed female lightweight championship, 135 pounds. Both these chicks can fight. They really can. Amanda talks a good game. Katie Taylor, sort of like, she should be called the silent assassin because she doesn't talk a lot of smack. She just goes out there and kicks the snot out of people. And she does it very convincingly, okay? So when these two chicks hook it up, it won't be like girls fighting. You know, it'll be two accomplished professional boxers going back and forth. And again, that is what women's professional boxing should be. It shouldn't be a freak show. It shouldn't be some girl that, like, you know, works at Wendy's 6 days a week. And that's what's happening a lot of times because there's very few female fighters out there. So they get opponents. And there are opponents being generated in Indiana. There's an opponent farm, I think, in Wyoming as well. Another one in Tennessee. And what they do is they go out and they get girls that work at Wendy's and TikTok and all that kind of stuff, and they get these guys to take part. Can you go outside and let my guests in, please? Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I've got guests coming in the studio. They were supposed to be here on time. They weren't, so we're going to spank them when they do get in here. Believe me, I will spank them on air. But the bottom line is Oscar Valdez and Shakur Stevenson, it's a pick 'em fight. Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, that's a pick 'em fight. And, of course, the real pick 'em fight, I think, is going to be Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. If Udi Ergas doesn't beat Errol Spence on the 16th, Crawford's going to beat him. Of course, Crawford signed a two-fight deal with Premier Boxing Champions at Al Haymon, and he signed a two-fight deal, I think, for $30 million. He's going to get to fight Danny Garcia the first time. Of course, Danny Garcia being the former World Junior Welterweight Champion out of Philadelphia, PA. Nobody wants to see Danny ever fight again. No Puerto Rican wants to see Danny fight again. Nobody wants to see Danny Garcia in a major bout again. Danny Garcia is a thief. And what I mean by a thief is, in other words, if he realizes he's not competitive in a fight, he just tries to survive. And you don't want to watch a survivor. You just don't want to see that. Survivors suck. They really do. So Danny Garcia, of course, they're talking about him being the first guy in this Terrence Crawford contract. Of course, the second fight will be with Errol Spence. That fight will take place supposedly in October or November, of course, for the undisputed World Welterweight Championship. Crawford from Omaha, Nebraska. They don't call him Bud for nothing, and they don't call him Bud because he's friendly. Think about that. They don't call him Bud because he's friendly. They call him Bud for another reason. Anyway, Omaha, Nebraska, undefeated, of course, former champion in what? 130, 135, 140, or 135, 140, 147 now. Of course, he's a guy that squeezed himself down into those lighter weights. I mean, it was an unnatural weight for him, 135, 140. I think he's found his own at 147, but he's still a small welterweight per se. He is very, 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 very small welterweight. So at the end of the day, at 147 pounds. We're going to see how it bowls out. But by the end of the year, we will have an undisputed world welterweight champion. Now, Canelo Alvarez and Dmitry Bivol, I want to mention it again. Of course, pay-per-view, don't buy it. Don't buy it. I mean, when DAZN says they're going to do a deal with you and there's no pay-per-view involved, and then they want to involve pay-per-view, we got a problem with that. We just got a problem with that, okay? And they can't go back on that. I mean, not when it's sort of like this. I'm not going to cheat on my wife, and then you do. I mean, come on, man. You violated this. This is your whole business platform. Your whole, everything was based on the fact that we didn't have to pay for pay-per-view. That's what it, we did not have to pay for pay-per-view. And now you want to charge us for pay-per-view. I think that's a bit of a ripoff. At the end of the day, I hope you take it in the, I hope you take it in the shorts, because this is what's going to happen. You know all those people that thought they were, you know, getting a good or a decent deal and buying DAZN and getting the fights for free? You know what you're doing to them? You're not going to get them to buy pay-per-view. You're going to get them to steal. You're going to get them to go buy streaming services and that kind of good stuff. You're going to get them to watch the fight with a pair of binoculars through the other guy's window across the way. Or you're going to get them to go to the strip club up the corner. You're not going to induce people to buy pay-per-view en masse. I just don't think you will. Not to DAZN customers. And if you do, you're a chump. That's all I can say. You've been played for a punk. If you want to be a true boxing fan, you've got to stand up to DAZN. You have to stand up to them. You can't give them the pay-per-view money. You just can't do it. And why do I say that? Because, again, it's principles. When you found your business, again, I'm not going to cheat on my wife, and you cheat on your wife. What happens? You have to pay a price. You don't get paid extra money to do that. When you go back on your word, you don't get paid extra money. Well, DAZN went back on their word, and they want to get paid for that. You got to be kidding me. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's roll the tape. Let's roll a break. You are tuned to your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay of San Francisco, California. Wow. WBC TV, of course, coming to you on VTV every and every Tuesday. This is your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's the first one to give it to the people without providing Vaseline.
Little Tower of Power, this time it's real. Of course, Uncle Dana, Dana White doing his thing. May 26th, he had a car, but you got to give Dana props, man, because, you know, he keeps rocking and rolling, even though I keep, like, slapping the snot out of him every week. I almost said spit with an H. But the bottom line is I keep slapping Dana around every week because I think Dana's the pimp of all pimps. And why do I say that? Good Lord. I mean, you get knocked out in one of his fights and you get choked, you get beaten to death, isn't that? You can't never come back. There are no comebacks. You get one run in the UFC and that's it. And guess what? You're not the UFC, you're not the world champion, you're the UFC champion. And when you're the UFC champion, they sort of like relegate you to second rate. What do I say by that? In other words, when you're the world heavyweight champion, you're the world heavyweight champion, regardless of sanctioning you by anything like that. But in the world of mixed martial arts, the UFC, they own you. I mean, they absolutely own you. Francis Ngannou, the current world heavyweight champion, turned down a contract renewal, I think about 3 or 4 months ago, that would have put $75 million in his pocket, and he was willing to turn it down. Why? Because he doesn't want to work for Dana the Pimp. He just doesn't want to work for Dana the Pimp White. And, of course, you and I remember Dana. Dana, why didn't Whitey Bulger kill Dana White when he had the chance? Well, of course, Whitey Bulger being the head of the Irish Mafia in East Boston, he came to Dana White, I think, in about in the early 90s and said, Dana, you got to give me $2,500 for protection for your boxing gym. Dana says something like, Dana says, I don't have $2,500. I don't even have $250. So anyway, Whitey Bulger being the head of the mafia, of course, he was caught in Santa Monica a couple of years ago and ended up dying in prison. But anyway, he went and told Dana White, I'm going to kill you unless you pay me the money. So what did that do? That induced Dana to get on a bus, hopefully it was a Greyhound, or fly out to Las Vegas. Of course, he met the Fertitta brothers who own the station and Palace Casinos. They are billionaires, without a doubt. They bought the UFC for $1.5 million and they sold it, get this, guys, for $4.2 billion. They bought it for $1.5 million and sold it for $4,200 million. If that isn't the biggest get-over in the world of capitalism, I don't know what is. I mean, that's guess what? Those people bought it. They bought it hands down. They were willing to pay more. There were people bidding back and forth to the UFC. And I can't understand why the UFC would be worth more than maybe the Manchester soccer franchise. I just can't understand how that would happen. More than the Dallas Cowboys, more than the New York Yankees. But according to these people, it's worth more than the New York Yankees. That sort of blows me away. Think about that. More than the New York Yankees? Wow, that's a trip. Anyway, bottom line is UFC. The Korean Zombie, of course, is not my favorite fighter, but he's a guy that sells tickets, and Dana likes guys that sell tickets. But what happens when these guys sell tickets? They sell tickets that only last for one or two fights. As I said, longevity, legacy, you cannot build it in the UFC. The aspect of when you win fights, you lose fights. It's not like in boxing where I used to go out there and gangster slap guys and go down to the valley and beat up on those fat guys in the valley. Okay, nothing to that. We're not talking about fat guys in the valley anymore. We're talking about guys that hit you with their elbows and knee you. They choke you out the whole nine yards. I mean, this is not boxing. This is brutal hand-to-hand combat. And when these guys get their asses whipped like that, they never recover. It's impossible to recover. That's why the World Heavyweight Championship, of course, in boxing, I think it's like 16 or 17 heavyweight title defenses. Joe Louis, Larry Holmes, somewhere, one of those two guys have got the record up there about 16 or 17, somewhere around there. Okay, in the world of the UFC, it's only 3 title offenses. In other words, the champions only lasted 3 title fights. Why? Because of the wear and tear. John Jones, what did he do? Light heavyweight champion, of course, once beaten fighter lost in disqualification. He wants to take on Ngannou, the world heavyweight champion. I think they will break away from the UFC and start their own pay-per-view. That's going to happen, I think, in 2023. I expect that fight to happen in the early parts of 2023. In other words, Dana White, you know what I'm saying? The hell with Dana. Dana's not a good guy. He's just a piece of work. And he doesn't consider people. He just doesn't. He considers them flesh. If ever there was a flesh peddler in the United States or in the world, it's Dana White. I mean, human exploitation at its greatest. You get a guy knocked out, you bring him in, you get him knocked out for $10,000, and he can't work for 6 months. His head's buzzed. Guys was going around with ears buzzing and this and that, double vision, things like that. Dana offers you no health insurance. You're an independent contractor. That's right. Dana calls you an independent contractor. If you get your ass whooped in one of his fights, if you have residual effects from one of his fights, you cannot go to a doctor for it. Not have them cover it. What kind of crap is that? Even the WWE, of course, my buddy, Vince McMahon, he pays for rehab. He'll pay for rehab for Peacock. I don't think Dana will pay for rehab. But the bottom line is Dana White is a piece of work. And why didn't Whitey Bulger kill him? I always wanted to ask Whitey that. Whitey, of course, died in prison, but he was caught. Whitey Bulger was living in a building in Santa Monica that Larry Merchant used to visit all the time. Larry Merchant lived about six blocks away. So Larry Merchant would go visit this building with Whitey Bulger. I said to him, why didn't you see Whitey, man? What's going on? I mean, Larry's an observant guy. He's like 91 years old now, but he's observant, okay? So he didn't see Whitey Bulger. He said that Whitey was walking by him all the time. Can I say, sort of like Patty Hearst. Patty Hearst was walking by me here in the city. I was looking for her when she was kidnapped in the 70s. She was the heiress of the Hearst Empire. She was kidnapped by the SLA. She was living a few blocks away from me, and I was looking for that $1 million contract, that $1 million reward. Guess what? She was there, and I just missed her. Straight up, hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is history. Come back in hour number two. I've got some live guests in the studio as well. Stay tuned. After the racist and biased news, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the midterm elections just months away, Republicans are eyeing the chance of possibly retaking control of Congress. This comes as Americans are dealing with inflation hitting a 40-year high and a spike in gas prices. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain positively cites a March jobs report as a sign the economy is moving in the right direction.
The unemployment rate down to 3.6%. There's only been 3 months in 50 years where it's been that low. Record job creation. We're bringing the deficit down.
The Internal Criminal Court is opening an investigation into possible Russian war crimes in Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying he strongly welcomes the investigation. This announcement comes amid reports of many bodies of civilians found along the streets of Kyiv. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Fines are being handed out over the Democrats' use of a fake document.
The Federal Election Commission has fined Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign $8,000 and the Democratic National Committee $105,000 for obscuring their funding of the Steele dossier, a 2016 opposition research report that sought to highlight alleged links between Donald Trump and Russia that caused a firestorm of allegations and investigations that shook the early months of Trump's presidency. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Gas prices are down slightly this weekend. AAA saying the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20 a gallon. That's down from last week's average of $4.24. California still has the highest gas in the nation at $5.86. And no one won last night's Powerball, meaning the jackpot for Monday will rise to $231 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now. When you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, you can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
A new report is going into detail on how a state handled a January snowstorm.
A report released Friday found that the Virginia Departments of Emergency Management and Transportation, along with state police, collectively lost situational awareness and failed to keep up with growing gridlock during a January snowstorm that left hundreds of drivers stranded. There were no deaths or injuries reported from the gridlock that occurred on I-95 south of Washington, D.C. The report did not assign blame to any single person or agency, noting that first responders faced unusually heavy snowfall, busier than normal traffic, and COVID-related staffing shortages, all while dealing with a highway that's congested, even in the best of circumstances. Officials have failed to thoroughly go through the report and its recommendations. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Tennessee Senate passed legislation that would withhold funding from school districts that allow biological males to participate in female sports. The bill assigns unspecified financial penalties to the Tennessee law passed in 2021 that prohibits males from playing in female sports. The bill now heads to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. North Carolina will take on Kansas in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Both teams scoring 81 points on Saturday. Tip-off for the championship game is Monday, just past 9:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Thomas y Caballero, bienvenido, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Bylon Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37 make that, 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm an ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. Straight up, I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. I've won some awards for my writing. So supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour just for you. You want to text us here in the studio? Here is the text number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, we are a week away, 6 days away from Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, the man who's only lost to the great Canelo Alvarez. Canelo going May the 7th, of course, against Dimitri Bivol. But next week is Triple G, 41-1-1. The one loss and one draw, both to Canelo Alvarez. Going to take on Kyoto Murata of Japan. What can I say about Kuroda? In other words, he's a stiff. I think he's a bum. He couldn't win the Golden Gloves here. He just could. I mean, he can't fight. I don't understand how he won the world championship at one point in time. But the bottom line is, Gennady Golovkin is going to lick him like a stamp. Of course, that'll be next week on The Zone. So plenty of stuff on The Zone. If you want to pay for The Zone, that's fine. But if you want to pay pay-per-view on The Zone, that ain't happening. We'll talk about that in depth as I did an hour or more. In other words, The Zone said to you, guess what, man? Join us, no pay-per-view charges. Now, 3 years later, they want to charge you pay-per-view charge. You know what I say to that? Stick it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Twelve and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we take it to Southern California, Santa Monica, California, bringing the aforementioned HBO Godfather himself. I'm stumped. Larry, I'm having one of those mornings.
What kind of morning is that?
I'm stuttering, stumbling, you know, acting a fool, the whole nine yards.
I thought that was the whole bit that you had.
Oh, Godfather, I can't believe you went that low on me. I can't believe that. Oh, hey, you know, I was sitting back the other day talking about, somebody was asking about the golden era of boxing, the 70s and the 80s, or the 80s particularly, Duran Leonard, the Fab Four, all that kind of good stuff, Mike Tyson, etc. I think the guy that was most responsible for all that was Seth Abraham. He was your boss, of course, the CEO at HBO. But I thought he doesn't get the credit. I think he was a guy. He made Arum and King talk together. He put guys together in the same room that wouldn't get together in the same room. In other words, I think Seth was truly the man that was responsible for the peak of boxing there.
Well, HBO is part of a big corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other people, particularly Michael Fuchs, who practically invented the network and was a big sports fan. And he and Seth thought there was an opening in boxing which was taking an eight count after Ali and a few others retired. And they jumped in and put a lot of money into marketing, as well as paying the fighters more money than they had ever seen before, and signing them to longer contracts and so forth and so on. And Seth navigated with all of that and had to deal with all of the personalities in boxing, not all of whom are pleasant to deal with. And every time I would say something negative about a fighter, they'd complain because they thought if they had a deal with HBO that we were going to be their cheerleaders. And although Seth once said to me when I said on the air something negative about a Roy Jones fight, he was fighting some, I don't know, ex-mailman or teacher or something, somebody from Canada. And he said, you know, you make my job harder because all of these managers and promoters would complain. And then he said, and just keep doing what you do.
And you know, I will say this. When Uncle Seth was running the show at HBO before he left, the money was plentiful. What I mean by that is everybody was taken care of. I don't know if you know it, but he touched a lot of people. He put his hand on you. He didn't have to put his hand on your shoulder and call you a mensch like he did me, okay? But he helped a lot of people, man, and he helped me for a long time. I can't say enough positive things about Seth Abram. I just can't.
Yeah. Well, he was instrumental in reviving boxing on television.
Mm-hmm.
It had gone into a serious decline, and bought our way into the business side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in one 15-year period, Seth told me recently, we did every championship fight between lightweight and heavyweight.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
And he gets the big credit for that, for knowing how to deal with the boxing promoters and managers and all the temperamental people that are in a highly visible game like boxing. And so there they were with the 1970 Olympics producing Ray Leonard and
the Spinks brothers, on Howard Davis. I can go on and on that one. Leo Randolph.
Was Holyfield in that class?
No, Holyfield was in 84. Holyfield won the bronze in 84 when he was disqualified against Kevin Finney or Kevin something like that. The guy from Las Vegas is training fighters down there now.
Uh-huh. So there was a lot of talent out there, as there is now.
So why can't HBO make a comeback? That's the question I'm leading to.
Well, you're saying, when you say make a comeback, they've made a comeback in going after their serious competition, Netflix.
Yeah.
And they've decided that the regular audiences of HBO fights were declining, and for one reason or another. And
because Uncle Seth wasn't involved. That's what happened.
Right. They didn't have anybody with the passion that Seth and Michael Fuchs had for the sport. They weren't willing to bet on the sport. But it gave HBO a tremendous presence in the television world for a long time. 35, 40 years, I don't remember. And there were others involved who...
Yeah, but the idea of signing Hagler to the long-term contract, I mean, this is all Uncle...
Right.
This in the putting the heavyweight championships together, this is all Uncle Seth.
Right. He did that work, yes.
And he sent me checks weekly. Oh, did I mention that?
He sent you what?
He sent me favorable mail sometimes on a weekly basis.
Oh, okay.
I loved him. Listen, I loved him before he was sending me checks. Listen, I'll never forget the first time I met him. We went back and forth like on the phone a couple of times, and I think we did a radio interview at one point in time, this and that. And I was arguing with Don King about something. I think I was right, this and that. And I met him, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he told me I was a mensch, and I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know if, like, look, in the mafia, when they put your hand on your shoulder, they kiss you, they're about to kill you. Okay, death is next. So I didn't know what was happening. So I run to somebody. I said, hey. He goes, well, I go, what does mensch mean? He goes, who called you that? I said, Seth Abraham. He goes, Seth Abraham called you a mensch? I said, yeah. He goes, man, that's like almost being called a saint. I said, you serious? He goes, yeah. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, no, but he put his hand on my shoulder. I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, because here's, I mean, think about the mafia movies. I love you, son. They put his hand on your shoulder. 10 minutes later, the guy's dead. Okay, so I didn't know what was happening, but Uncle Seth was always good to me, and I'd love to have him on the show. Next time you talk to him, ask him if he spent some time with me on the air.
Well, I sure will, and just for your listeners who don't know what mensch is, it's an old Yiddishism that describes a guy who is a man and a good man.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what it was at first, and I didn't know whether it was, because he was smiling while he was saying it. So I had to say to myself, this is the first time I meet this guy. I don't know what was going on here. Could he be like the mafia smiling at me? They're going to kill me later. I don't know what's going on. But the bottom line is, my experiences with him and my run with HBO, until he retired, until he left HBO, it was a wonderful, wonderful run. When he left HBO, half the advertising budget went. Most of us freelancers, right. Most of us freelancers got kicked to the curb, and they were, you know, I mean, HBO would call me and say, can we advertise on this? And, you know, small nickels and dimes compared to the old days. I said, you know, probably not. Anyway, of course, they decided they were going to invest all their money in that Chocolito, that little 115-pounder. Max Kellerman, your heir apparent, supposedly said, convinced HBO to invest all that money in Chocolito Gonzalez, and I thought that was a flop. Was that HBO's last fighter?
Was it Chocolito?
Yeah, it was Chocolito. That's what it was. That's where they put all their money. I couldn't believe that any. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, here's the thing. When pay-per-view fights for elite matchups appeared, and fighters were making eight figures. That's $10 million or more. HBO didn't have a chance under it, in the same way as that HBO could outspend the networks.
Mm-hmm.
They were now being outspent by these pay-per-view events.
Okay, and now I'm going to say this: Showtime's doing stuff. Showtime even has a couple of pay-per-views coming up. Why did HBO finally just walk away from boxing? I mean,
I don't know. They made the smart people in the tower of the business decided that their main competition was Netflix and other,
you know,
such networks, and that they didn't need boxing anymore. It didn't make financial sense.
You know, Godfather, the broad at HBO, I can't remember her name, but the chick was running, no, the broad at USA Cable, excuse me, the chick was running USA Cable. She decided she was going to get rid of USA Tuesday Night Fights. It was the top-rated show on their network, and they dumped it.
Well, that shows that sometimes, no matter what the numbers are, it's the people at the top have to either have a passion for it or understand the passion for it and make it a regular show, just like any other television, a serial.
Godfather, I want to wish
you. If
they
don't have that, then you don't get it on TV.
Good point. Have a great Sunday. Say hello to the Godmama. Give her a kiss for me. We'll talk soon.
Keep the faith.
The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. O'Leary Merchant, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV, of course, carried on Veev TV.
Are Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Michael Gerard Tyson, of course, a former world heavyweight champion. Of course, he had that fight, that comeback exhibition with Roy Jones last year. Of course, it was a draw. Everybody was happy with that. Of course, we don't want Roy to go out there and get hurt because Roy's got a bad chin. Of course, we knew about that in 1988. Remember, in 1988, Sugar Ray Leonard and I were over in Concord, California, and Sugar Ray's got a briefcase with $100,000 in cash in it, right? And the idea was we're going to get Roy Jones to sign a contract with him, okay? Because Ray Leonard was promoting boxing at that point in time. So anyway, we got the $100,000 in cash, and I'm looking at it, you know, it's pretty cool, $100,000 in a briefcase, and we're going to go give it to Roy Jones because we want to sign Roy Jones to a promotional contract with Sugar Ray Leonard Promotions. So Ray's going back and forth, and he's walking back and forth in the room, and he's nervous. I said, Ray, what are you nervous about? I said, he was the best fighter in the Olympics. I mean, he's probably going to be the best fighter in the Olympics. I said, he's the best fighter we've got pound for pound in the United States team. I said, what are you afraid of? He goes, he's got a bad chin. I said, what do you mean he's got a bad chin? He goes, he's been knocked out before. I said, what do you mean? He goes, he's been knocked out in the gym by the big glove with the big gloves on. So if you've been knocked out in the gym with the big gloves on, that means you don't take a punch too well. But Roy Jones's reflexes were so good that he never had to take a punch. And when he finally slipped to that millisecond and he had to take a punch, lights out, he got knocked out. Of course, Roy Jones, he probably one of the better color commentators in the history of boxing for being a former boxer, no doubt about that. But pound for pound, probably not too many better fighters in the history of the game than Roy Jones at that point in time when he was at 160 pounds. Now, would he have beaten Marvin Hagler? That would have been a hell of a fight. Of course, Marvin, may he rest in peace, a year and a fortnight ago, he passed away, of course, a heart attack. He passed away after taking the COVID vaccine, and it was like 2 weeks later after the COVID vaccine, but it had nothing to do with the COVID vaccine. He got a heart attack. Big difference. Speaking of the COVID vaccine, Alfonso Sotomayor, a kid that I used to box with here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, lived out on Park Street. He butted me one time. The only time in my life I ever boxed without a mouthpiece. The only time I ever boxed without a mouthpiece was on Park Street, little ghetto fights out in the street. And I was like 12, 13 years old. Okay, so I didn't have a mouthpiece on. Anyway, he butted me and he chipped my teeth. The chip is still there. I still remember it, okay? So anyway, Alfonso had some drug issues over the years, no doubt about that, and he wouldn't take the COVID vaccine. He refused to take the COVID vaccine. I don't need to take it. So they saw him at a funeral. Get this. He's at a funeral a week and a half ago, he's at a funeral, and he could barely breathe. He's walking, he could barely breathe. So a week later, he's dead. No surprise there. You don't take the vaccine. You know, spit happens. And on this show, when I say spit, you know I mean spit with an H. You haven't taken the vaccine yet? Shame on you. At the end of the day, the vaccine's saving all kinds of lives. We have a normal, San Francisco's getting back to normal. I was in L.A. last week. We had 10,000 people at the Toyota Center for that oldies concert thrown by Snoop Doggy Dogg. Of course, Snoopy, not the greatest promoter in the world. You got to get the show over by midnight, man. At 1:30, the show was still going on. The cops came in and shut down the show. Usually when the cops shut down a rapper show, it's because they're smoking weed, they're doing drugs, all kind of crazy stuff. No, they shut the show down because of the fact that it ran till 1:30 in the morning, and it wasn't supposed to run. It was supposed to be over at midnight, but Snoop Dogg is not the greatest promoter in the world. He's just not. I can't believe he started off an oldies concert with 45 minutes of ay, 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 Mexican ballads. I kid you not. It was like the Frito Bandito. I was like freaking out. What is he doing? All these black people in the crowd going, hey, what's going on here, man? We came here to see an oldies concert. We didn't come here to see this Mexican stuff. What's going on? Anyway, they start the concert about 9:15. Eddie Holman comes on, sings Hi There, a Lonely Girl. The Isley Brothers, of course, stole the show. Ron Isley, without a doubt, pound for pound, one of the baddest performers in the world. The Delfonics were there. Russell Tompkins, who I used to walk, I was his escort. When Russell Tompkins was the lead singer for the Stylistics back in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and when he performed at Kimball's East, I was the guy that got the front row seats at Kimball's. In other words, there was always a table waiting for me. It said Pedro Fernandez. I had a table waiting for me because I used to walk the acts around during halftime. In other words, in between shows, there'd be a first show and a late show. When there was a late show, there was always an intermission in between. Some guys like to smoke. Some guys like to walk. Some guys like to smoke weed. Some guys smoke cigarettes. Some guys would have a drink and take a walk. But the bottom line is we usually walked around the area around Emeryville, and they didn't want the talent getting lost. Because one time they sent some guy out there. He went out there to smoke some weed. This and that. He got lost. He came back. There was no second show. I can't remember who the performer was, but there was no second show. The guy never came back. The guy got lost. So that's why they hired me to go with the performers during halftime. But I had some great times over there, without a doubt, some of the great times. Luther Vandross appeared over there, man. Philip Bailey appeared over there. I can go on and on. And I remember reading James Brown when The Godfather of Soul said to me, I said, you know, Tower of Power does you pretty good. He goes, no, Tower of Power does James Brown better than James Brown. I said, you really think so? He goes, without a doubt. But The Godfather of Soul, when I got to see him come out on stage at one time, man, he was pimping. He came out, they held up a mirror for him. He looked at his hair real good and hold up this big mirror for him, and he went pimping out on stage in a fur jacket. That was James Brown. May he rest in peace, the Godfather. Of course, the Godfather of soul music, without a doubt. Now, let's get back to the story of boxing. Women's boxing. It's hot. I like it. You know that. But I despise Clarissa Shields. Why? It has nothing to do with the fact that she is African-American or anything like that, so it's not a racial thing, okay? Let me get that out of the way, okay? She's just a big mouth, a punk. If she was a guy, she'd be a punk. She just talks a lot of smack, and I'm all for talking smack. If you look at me, I'm a pretty confident guy. I like to talk smack. I really do. It was part of my fight game. In fact, when I was scared, I talked the most smack. I did. When I was scared, and you're always scared, don't pull that crap. If you're not scared for a fight, you're going to lose. Why do I say that? Because I fought Edwin Rodriguez? Anyway, bottom line is, it was so bad in the gym that it never went longer than two rounds. We used to set up these four-round sparring sessions, okay? And I'd hit him with a body shot, and it'd be over, okay? Four, five, six, seven different times. So when I trained for this guy, my mother says to me, you're not training all that hard. She was my running coach. My mother was my running coach. 3 weeks before every fight, mom came in and took care of the running. In the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon, wherever we run, whether it was once or twice a day, mom took care of the running. So mom comes in and says to me, I'm kicking back on the bed. Let's kick it back. She says to me, you're not training too hard. I said, listen, I beat this guy up in the gym so bad, mom, it's unbelievable. They should arrest me for domestic violence. I beat up on him so bad. I kid you not, okay? They should. They should just take me and lock me up. She goes, Pete, he's got a lot to prove. I said, and I got nothing to prove, mom. I got nothing. I beat him up so bad, mom. Guy kicked the snot out of me. In the second round, I said to myself, this is probably the way I didn't picture it. okay? But because I wasn't scared, you have to be scared. If you're not scared, the fear factor doesn't kick in. If the fear factor doesn't kick in, you can't perform at the max. You can't perform at your top level. I mean, that one time I wasn't scared, I got the spit kicked out of me, spit with an H. I mean, it was brutal. And we talked about it afterwards. It was the only time I ever got whooped up, really seriously. I mean, I took a decent beating there. And I remember after the fight, we were all talking about it and the fact that I wasn't scared of the guy. You have to be scared of the guy. Just like Mike Tyson said at one point in time, everybody's cool and everybody's a tough guy until you get punched in the mouth. Yeah, I was a tough guy until I wasn't scared. And when you weren't scared, that's how you get hurt. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to women's boxing, of course, April the 30th on DAZN. Remember, you can get DAZN for $20 a month without buying the pay-per-view. Katie Taylor, of course, the women's lightweight champion, taking on Amanda Serrano. Amanda's like a once-beaten fighter, like 36-37-1. Katie Taylor's like 20-0 or something like that. So the bottom line is these two chicks are going to hook it up April the 30th on DAZN. And this will be for a meaningful championship. In other words, it's the Women's World Lightweight Championship. All the belts, all of them put together. There's not another lightweight champion other than these two women here. And at the end of the night, unless there's a draw, there will be an undisputed world lightweight champion. Of course, that's what you need in women's boxing, because women's boxing is exciting, but, you know, it's got to deliver as well. I mean, nobody just wants to look at nice chicks, you know, that can't fight. And I told you about that in hour number one, what they do in Tennessee, Wyoming, and Montana, I think it was. They go into Wendy's, and they call some girl behind the counter and said to her, "Hey, you know what? I can give you $1,000 for a fight." $1,000 for a fight? What do you mean? How much you make here at Wendy's? Oh, I don't know. $4 an hour or something like that. $5 an hour or something like that. Well, guess what? I'll give you $1,000 to have a fight with somebody, a four-round fight. So you come to the gym, I'll teach you how to fight, and you get a four-round fight. That's all that happens. They go to the gym. Sometimes they don't even go to the gym. Sometimes these girls don't even have their own boxing trunks. They don't wear boxing shoes. They don't have mouthpieces. They're wearing somebody else's mouthpiece. I kid you not. That's because women are being exploited in boxing, much like men were for a long time. It's just the way it is. Human exploitation is greatest without a doubt. Now, why do I have a problem with that? Because women that can't fight will get hurt. That's how you get hurt, putting people in a ring that can't fight, that don't have the basics down, okay? You put in some girl that works at Wendy's, she flips burgers for a living. She doesn't flip people for a living, she flips burgers. When you put a person in front of her, guess what? Something's going to happen, and it's not going to be positive. No way, no how. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, you can text us here in the studio. I'll go to the text line in a couple of minutes, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. That's the studio text line. I'll get to my guests on the other side of the break. I've got royalty in the house, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC
with Pedro Fernandez.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. you'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332. Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
And I say, when Ali tells the truth, he just tells the truth. No doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Most of you know I'm a former San Francisco policeman. Of course, I fell through a roof, got hurt, that kind of good stuff. So I left the PD behind, and I went to 34 countries. And there was some give and some take, right? Don't have the pension, but I got to go to 34 countries around the world, had a great time, met some beautiful people, without a doubt, okay? But the world of police work sort of pushed me into the world of private investigation. I've got a private investigation company now here in San Francisco, and of course, I also do polygraphs. If you want a lie detector test, I'm the guy to come see. But the bottom line is, Sean Farley is an ex-cop from Northern California up in Brentwood area, up there at Discovery Bay, something like that. But the bottom line is, he gave me some work, and he's done me wonderfully well. He's a wonderful man. And he brought his family in here today, and he's a super dad, and I want to say hello to the family here. First of all, who's Jaden? Jaden, that's you?
Me.
All right. And how old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, and what school do you go to?
Liberty High School.
You like that up there?
Yeah, it's nice.
Is your dad the super dad I think he is?
Greatest dad in the world, super
dad. Yeah, I keep thinking that. So what's your relationship here?
I'm her best friend.
Your BFF?
Yes.
Okay, is he really that good of a dad?
He's amazing.
Oh, man. I'm trying to find some detractors here. It's not working. Okay, your name is?
Caden.
Talk to the mic.
Caden.
Okay, Caden, you're 17 years old?
Yes, sir.
You're a son?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You had to think about that? What? We got paternity issues here or what? A little bit? I don't think so. Anyway, what, super dad?
I think so.
Yeah?
In my opinion.
Ex-cop, is it? It's too far from the mic. Too far away from the mic. Ex-cop, though. Is it tough to live in the household with an ex-cop?
No, not really. I kind of like it.
No?
He's cool.
Yeah? All right. Anyway, I guess, dad, have you had the drug talks with him already?
Absolutely. They're good kids. I think they understand the balance of enjoying themselves and, you know, kind of leaning through the teen years, and also recognizing responsibility they have with schoolwork and things. So there's a balance, there's an understanding there, but, you know, I'm proud. They're definitely good kids.
Well, I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of the fact that you brought them down here. Thank you so much. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's shut off those mics. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Five arrests and the death of Hector Camacho. Of course, my guy, you heard him a little earlier in the show. Of course, he called my ex-wife one time. Get this. My ex-wife was such a B.I., you know what? Anyway, I'll tell you, she's giving me a bad time. I'm talking to my daughter on the phone from Atlantic City. It was like $10 a minute back in the 80s when you call on the phone. Long distance was like $10. I kid you not, 10 bucks a minute. So I'm using Don King's phone. I'm on the phone, and Hector Camacho's in the office with us. My ex-wife says, "That's enough time for you and Jackie to talk. I'm hanging up the phone." "What are you hanging up the phone? We were like on the phone for 3 or 4 minutes. Come on. It's not costing you any money. It's costing me money." So anyway, she hangs up the phone. So I'm calling her all these nice names. And Hector says, "Let me call her." I said, she likes you. I said, really? She goes, Hector Camacho says, the Harlem Heckler says, let me call her. I said, okay. So he calls her on the phone, and he calls her on the phone, and she, I have a best friend named Hector Martinez. Let me tell you that, okay? So she goes, he goes, is Olga there? She goes, yeah. She goes, who's this? She goes, Hector. Hector who? And she put on this real ugly, she was what she is, okay? Anyway, it turned out to be Hector Camacho. He tried to soften her up, and it didn't work. Of course, Camacho now, 5 arrests and the death. Of course, his death took place about 10 years ago in Carolina, Puerto Rico, a place that I have some blood in. I will tell you this. He was a nice guy, and he wasn't snorting cocaine. I'll tell you the cocaine story about me and Hector Camacho. It's about 2003, 2004. I'm in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and I'm shooting a TV show, and Camacho's the main event. So, in other words, here I am. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's main event, Hector Macho Camacho, taking on Jorge Vaca, and we'll be right back with our first fight of the evening. So I cut the tape. I go back, and the promoter comes over to me and taps me on the shoulder. He goes, I need to talk to you. I said, man, I'm on the air right now. Leave me alone. He goes, no, I need to talk to you right now. I said, what's up? He goes, Hector's not coming. I said, what do you mean, Hector's not coming? He goes, Hector Camacho's not coming. I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, he's all coked out in the hotel. He won't come. I said, what do you mean? He goes, I just left there. He goes, he's all coked out. No, there's cocaine everywhere. He ain't coming. What do you mean he ain't coming? He goes, he ain't coming. And guess what, Pedro? He ain't coming. It means you're not getting paid. I said, whoa, what? I said, I've been in Puerto Rico a month and a half. I said, you know that ex-wife I mentioned a little bit earlier, the nice one? If I don't come home with child support, my driver's license is probably going to get suspended. You got to be kidding me. He goes, no, man. He goes, Hector, don't show. Nobody gets paid. That's what Harold said to me. He goes, so you got a choice. Either you go back and you get Harold, you go back and you get Hector, and you get paid, or you don't get paid. So I went back to the hotel, and it's a casino. They turned into apartments now. I was there a couple years ago. They turned into apartments. So I'm banging on the door. Bam, bam. It's a penthouse. I'm banging on the door. Mother, you know, I'm saying bad words. Open the door. Open the door. So finally, Camacho opens the door. Hector Camacho opens the door, and there's cocaine all over the kitchen table. I said to him, hey, man, what's up, blah, blah, blah. And he lets me in. He goes, what do you want? I said, listen, you got to come fight, man. He goes, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I said, you don't feel like it? You signed for a professional boxing match here. He goes, yeah, but you can see that I'm a little messed up right now. He goes, I can't be fighting, not like this. And I'm supposed to say, oh, okay, anyway. So he sits down. He starts snorting some more blow. He's snorting blow on the kitchen table or the dining room table in this hotel suite. And I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do. All I know is he's got to go to this arena or I'm not going to get the $12,000 I'm owed. $12,000. I've been there a month and a half. $12,000. If I don't get paid, I'm going home. Here's what's up. Here's what the promoter told me. The return airline tickets weren't any good. That's what he told me. So if you didn't go, in other words, I was stuck in Puerto Rico. In Dubai, I bought my way out of there. It cost me $1,800. But I would be stuck in Puerto Rico. The return tickets weren't any good. So if you don't get Camacho to come and fight, you're done. I said, okay. So anyway, I'm begging him. He's snorting cocaine, blowing back and forth. I said, and finally, I brought up the ex-wife. I said, you remember my ex-wife? He goes, no. I said, remember in Don King's office, you called him? He goes, yeah, that bitch. I said, yeah, that's the one, exactly. He goes, yeah. I said, well, you know, if I don't go home with some money, I said, my child support's going to be due. And if my child support's not due, I said, they're going to suspend my license. I said, you know what, she is. She's going to do it. And he said, yeah. I said, so you got to come fight. He goes, I don't think I can fight today. And I said to myself, man, all right? He breaks out some more blow. There's some more blow. And the blow's looking pretty good. Being an ex-cop, I know what good cocaine looks like. It has that brown tint to it. And I said to myself, yeah, pretty good cocaine. Anyway, do you need to snort any more? He goes, hey, man, just leave me alone. Snort some more. I said to myself, Hector, you got to come with me. So I'm going, this is like a 15-minute thing. Finally, I banged my fist on the table and said, mother ducker, we're going now. And he said, okay. And he got up, took one more snort, went. Took him to the arena, watched him walk into the dressing room, told the security guard, you don't let him out. And he said, what do you mean? I said, you don't let him out. You don't let him out. He said, what do you mean? I gave him $200, two $100 bills to the security guard. The guy makes like $10 a day, okay? I gave him $200, said, you don't let him out, no matter what. If he comes out, says he got to go to the bathroom, you say, no, there's a bathroom in there. You don't need to come out. Don't let him out. Anyway, bottom line is, Camacho comes out, and I'm doing the TV, and I'm obviously not going to tell the TV crowd what's going on. Hey, this guy's all on cocaine, blah, 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 blah. I had to go to the hotel and beg him to get out, blah, blah. Anyway, so he comes in, and he and Vaca, Jorge Vaca is probably the most inept professional fighter I've ever seen in my life. He's a Mexican national, and he won a championship at one point in time. But I think that putting me and him in the same ring would be murder. It just would be, I don't know how this guy won the fights that he did. Anyway, but he did. He beat Lloyd Hunnigan for the World Welterweight Championship. And I said to myself, what did Hunnigan do? Was he on blow? Anyway, so Jorge Vaca is a guy that's got a face like, It looks like somebody put it, looks like his face was on fire, and somebody put it out with a screwdriver. Got all these smart scars and marks in his face, and there's no doubt about it. He's an opponent. He's brought in here to lose to Hector Camacho, okay? So, but Camacho's not in shape to fight. Camacho, I mean, what can we do? So anyway, I go back and I see Camacho in the dressing room. He goes, you can't use that kind of word. He goes, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm not here for nobody else. I said to myself, thank God you're here for me, because there's 7,000 people out here in the arena that are glad you're here as well. But thank God you're here. I wouldn't have came if it was just, okay. Anyway, so he goes out there. They have the first round. The first round goes down, and Hector goes out and headbutts Vaca. And he headbutts Vaca, bam, he hits him with his head, and Vaca starts bleeding like one of those wrestlers in professional wrestling, WWE style. He's bleeding all over the place, right? So the fight, the doctor comes into the ring in the first round, says, we'll let it go a little bit longer. They stopped it in the third round. The fight was over. Hector Camacho, it was a technical draw, so nobody actually won the fight. But the fight went on. I got paid. Everybody went home. Nobody had any inclination what was going on whatsoever. I mean, the media didn't know. Nobody knew. I didn't break the story for a couple of years, but that was my run-in with Hector Macho Camacho the last time in Puerto Rico. I guess it was about 2004. Now, fast forward to 2012. He's sitting in a car doing blow with somebody. Back to that blow, man. He couldn't. There were two Hectors. There was two Hectors. There was a Hector on cocaine, and there was a Hector not on cocaine. And the Hector not on cocaine would do just about anything. They're like Johnny Tapia. They will do anything for you, okay, when they're not on cocaine. When they're on coke, they're terrible. They're just horrible people to deal with. They're just absolutely horrible people to deal with. In fact, I think there's an HBO special that came out, or a Showtime special that came out a couple of months ago on Camacho, where they talked about the fact that, you know, he was going to Mexico, and he was going to Mexico, and he was driving a Jaguar, a $75,000 Jaguar, down to Mexico. They get to the border, and he's got his guy sitting with him, his bodyguard, and he tells the bodyguard, hey, I need some money for the border. And the person says, well, money for the border? What do you mean we're at the border? He goes, I'm at the border. He goes, oh, okay. He goes, here's $10 or something like that. He goes, and then security calls him over to the additional site. In other words, security says, hey, pull your car over here. And the guy says, oh, that's not a problem, Hector. Hector goes, no, it is a problem. We have a kilo of cocaine in the trunk. He goes, what? He goes, we have a kilo of cocaine in the trunk. He goes, and the cops are, and the dog's going crazy, the dope dog. The dog at the border is going absolutely berserk, the whole nine yards, right? So the guard, I'll play the tape after the break, but the guard ends up slapping the dog, okay? The dog knew exactly what time it was. He had a kilo of cocaine in the car. Only Hector Camacho could get out of there, of course, talking about Chavez and this and that. But a fortnight ago, five men were charged with his murder. I think there was a seven originally, but two are dead. Surprised? No, not really. Anyway, three of the five guys, I think, were incarcerated already. They pulled in this one pretty good-looking Puerto Rican dude who was about 45 or 50 years old, looked like a Puerto Rican businessman. But these five guys have been charged with Hector Camacho's death. Of course, he was shot in the face as he sat in the car in Carolina, Puerto Rico, snorting cocaine. It's just, what can I say? I mean, I remember when Johnny Tapia told me one time, I said, me and Johnny were in Miami, Florida, and Teresa wasn't there. It was his wife. I said, you mess around with your wife, man? He goes, the only mistress I have is cocaine, and that's it. And then you wouldn't believe it. Of course, that led to his death. Actually, Johnny died from opiate poisoning, but, you know, he ran out of cocaine, so he went to opiates, of course. And Hector Camacho, he died. He was snorting coke in a car. Imagine that, snorting a little cocaine in a car, and 10 minutes later, you're dead. Why? Wrong place, wrong time. Bad dude, without a doubt. Camacho was a wonderful guy to be around when he wasn't on cocaine. Like when he called my wife. Like when he called the kid and talked to the kid on the phone. Or when he did promotional things. Or when he hugged people. I mean, he was a wonderful man to be around. You put any blow in him, lights off. Too, like night and day. Talk about, I mean, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, that was Hector Macho Camacho. But five guys have been arrested. And I guess some of them may face a death penalty because this was definitely a hit murder. They went out there. Evidently, they knew who they were murdering. Eventually, originally, he was collateral damage. Camacho was collateral damage, meaning that he was shot by accident. They were shooting at the dealer in a car. Well, it didn't turn out that way. It turned out that Camacho was the target. These guys were after Camacho. And here's the way it went down. Camacho took some cocaine from the guys and never paid him. I mean, sorry, but, you know, if you mess, I mean, Camacho basically said, F you, I'm Camacho. What are you going to do? You going to kill me? They killed him, okay, over cocaine. So I remember early on we knew that cocaine was his demon, and then he ended up dying in a car. Why? Because of cocaine. Straight up, Hector Macho Camacho, may he rest in peace. Of course, his killers, may they be locked up for the rest of their lives. I think the trials are going to start in a couple of months. Guilty, non-guilty pleas have been entered by four of the five defendants as I speak. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. A little Tower of Power to the break. Don't forget Tower of Power's website, towerofpower.com, and the WBC, the World Boxing Council. President Mauricio Sulaiman has an interactive website at WBCboxing.com. Don't forget to check that out, WBCboxing.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower horns to the break.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're heading close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay. And I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, the toll. And I open my eyes and I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks, and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, macho, put the top down. Where it was a convertible, Jack. And I need you to do macho time right now, right here. We push the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 Jag, and he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, Camacho! The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him with the dog. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho!
Hector, the Harlem Heckler Camacho. Of course, a macho man. When I named him the Harlem Heckler, he didn't have a problem. He loved it. He loved that nickname. Of course, when I nicknamed Juan Lozcano the Hispanic causing panic, he had an issue with that. I mean, I made the guy famous. But the bottom line is, the macho man, may he rest in peace. And those guys that whacked him, may they go to jail for the rest of their lives and or die. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next week, Gennady Golovkin, 41-1-1. Of course, the one loss and one draw to the pound-for-pound king. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez taking on Ryota Murata, who's a Japanese stiff. He couldn't win the Golden Gloves over here if he tried. Also on that day, Michaela Mayer is going to take on Jennifer Han in a female junior lightweight bout. That's on ESPN. The ninth as well, Ryan Garcia. Undefeated Ryan Garcia. Anxiety issues, girl issues. He's got it all. Broken hand. The whole nine yards is he's supposed to be the best superstar in boxing, but he says he can make more money on social media than he can boxing. So I say to him, go to social media, man. Get the hell out of boxing. Bottom line is he's taking on a guy named Emmanuel Togo. Togo? Yeah, like Togo. Like a burger Togo. This will be a win Togo for Ryan Garcia. A win Togo. I kid you not. If he doesn't stop this guy, he should retire from boxing. Of course, in the 16th, Errol Spence versus Yuri Ugas for the World Welterweight Championship. Of course, the 23rd, Tyson Fury and Dillian White. That's going to be on ESPN pay-per-view from the UK for the WBC heavyweight title. Until next time, let me thank my guests. I'm talking about the Farleys, of course, and Miss Jimenez as well. They've been great. These guys are outstanding, classy people. Sean Farley is a super dad. I thank him so much for coming down to the studio. Until next time, don't forget, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bumps. I'll see you next time on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.